happens is that with people that we build the business for, one of the main areas of concentration, and we're going to go over more stuff later with when I, you know, when you have to go, because we're not going to have enough time to explain everything. But this part of it, I think, is most important, is that when we put the business together with people, the first thing that we do is work on corporate credit. And there are two main areas. One is the creation of working capital. The second is the establishment of risk management and asset protection. So with corporate credit, there are some fundamentals that need to be understood. But the first is that within the next 3 to 4 weeks, that new company that's created will have between $40,000 and $60,000 line of credit. That is the business's line of credit, not the individual's. So this means, for example, that if you were to sell this particular business, that line of credit would go with the business to the new owner, because it is not personally related or indemnified at all. Okay. So to give you another example, if you were to sell the business with that you have now with cars, let's say you sold it to somebody who wanted to take it over for you, those lines of credit that you have for that business would stay with you. They would not go with the business. Okay, so is this making sense so far as understanding the concept behind it? Mm-hmm. These things are important to understand because it'll help in understanding protection a little bit better. So within that time frame, now we have a pool of capital that can be used specific to the business itself. So for this purpose, of course, we're talking about the online business. This working capital becomes the pool of capital that you will do two things with. One is you will take and pay off any and all personal and business debt that went into building the business and education. So, for example, this $40,000 to $60,000, that would be taking a draw out of the 15-8 to replace that money so that you guys are paid off. The business now will carry its own debt. And when it does that, it's going to carry it at 0% for 18 months.
Okay.
So essentially what we help people do is to establish or backdoor a business loan so that the expenses that they incur for education and business expenses are paid for by the business itself, which allows the business to occupy its own debt and pay its own debt down through its own income, not from income coming in from your car business or any other resource.
Okay.
So the things that I want you to, if you're able to write these down, Jessica, I want you to, there's four key points to corporate credit that are important for you guys to understand. The first one is 3 to 4 weeks. Okay, that is how long it takes to actually put the business together and get the corporate credit established so that balance transfers can be made.
Okay.
So that would be when the business officially pays you guys personally back in its entirety. So you'll notice the debt doesn't disappear, but what it does do is it transfers to the business itself.
Okay.
We'll come back to that a little bit later. The second bullet point, $40,000 to $60,000 initial business line of credit.
Okay.
Third bullet point. Oh, and by the way, you'll notice I used the word initial. This is because those lines of credit will continue to grow depending on how you utilize it for business purposes. So, for example, if you were to get into business-to-business wholesaling where you're actually basically flipping property, but instead of real estate, it's product, you would use those lines of credit to do that. So let's say you picked up $5,000 worth of product somewhere and sold it to another business for $10,000. You would use that capital to buy the product, get it sold, and replace it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of in a nutshell. There's more to discuss about that later. But, and then third bullet point was 0% for 18 months. And then the fourth bullet point is asset protection and risk management.
Okay.
Now, this is what makes corporate credit unique versus using personal business lines of credit. And it basically boils down to, like I said, risk management is what it's all about. So let's just, and the only way to talk about this is to take a worst case scenario. So it's the only time you guys will really hear me talk worst case scenario, but it's important to understand in relation to how it is meant to protect you. So say something, heaven forbid, were to happen to Jessica and she can't run this business anymore, knock on wood, for whatever reason, okay? Mm-hmm. The business, because the corporate credit is established inside the business's name, and once that transfer takes place, that debt is solely held by the business, which means that the business can be dissolved and any and all debt associated with that corporate credit line would be discharged to the business at that time. What this means is they can't come after you personally for any and all any debt that's associated with the business.
Okay.
This is the true nature of corporate credit, and it's designed to protect the business owner. The problem is it takes a Herculean effort to make that happen.
Okay.
Because if you keep using personal credit, you don't have that protection. It's not provided to you. So in other words, if you were to bankrupt the business, you would also have to file personal bankruptcy because every single dollar of debt is in your name. Mm-hmm. So they could come after your home, your savings, retirement, personal credit would suffer. These are the kinds of things that we saw in 2008 when you had so many small businesses. I was in construction, for example, so this really affected my area a great deal. And that is that once you have accounts receivable not coming in, there's no way for you to pay off the debt that it took to get someone's house built, for example. And so you can only imagine in a situation where, like, let's just say all of a sudden for some unforeseen reason, nobody wants to pay you anymore, Trevor, and you've got all this debt outstanding because you did all this work. What's your recourse to eliminate debt without personally suffering from it? Does that make sense?
Right.
So corporate credit enables us to have an exit strategy just in case something like that were to happen. And the odds of something like that are slim to none. But that's what everybody thought with the housing bubble.
Yeah.
Right? So we were all running along. Everybody was happy. And people, idiots, were building houses and making money left and right. And all of a sudden, that came crashing down because it was unsustainable.
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of things that when you're building a business and you're doing it the right way, it's all about the groundwork and the foundation that you lay to protect you and your family as you guys get older and into retirement and things like that. Because you, if I remember right, Jessica, Trevor, I don't know how old you are, but you guys are fairly young yet. You've got a whole lifetime of business ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
So as you learn these principles, it's only going to help you strengthen your position to do more by building the foundation more properly.
Yeah.
So hopefully these things resonate with you guys because they're extremely important. And you'll notice they're not as fun or sexy as talking about product and sales. I get that. But this is the groundwork that's going to allow you to make more money as you guys build and expand on the things that you're trying to do.